business.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, and 52 other countries. You have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Give you some updates, some pictures, what the Sons of Liberty are up to today, what we'll be doing throughout the month. Got some scheduling on there as well. Lots of stuff. Well, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or if you'd like to be my personal friend, you could do that. That is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, there's two different websites, a fan page and a personal page. Jump on there while you can on the personal one while I've got room. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, I'm trying to figure this out. Well, I got to tell you that I'm going back and forth just on some of these posts, and they're talking about how 51% of the people in America oppose going to Syria. Now, when you do the math, 499-1 of those in government that are voting it down, and then 51% of the American people saying no to it, doesn't jive. It's not working out in the numerical way that the state-run media wants you to believe it to be. So when you ask the average Joe if we should be over in Syria, I mean, because we know what happens if we ask Pelosi if we should be over in Syria. You know, she cares about those kids that are getting killed over there in Syria. And it's interesting, that's the same administration that advocates the murder of innocent babies in the womb in America. As a matter of fact, it's over 244 times. This president wanted to make sure that the babies were snuffed out, and so he voted in favor of having a second doctor there to make sure the baby did not come out alive. So that shows you their care for the children across the world, namely in their own backyard. And so here we are dealing with the state-run media, going back to my original point. And what is that? Folks, for those that want to believe the polling, you might want to take a step back and ask the real question. Who's doing the polling? Where did they take the poll? I can go on and on and on and on. They're fabricated. They're contrived. It's just not true. See, if they say 51% are against it and then 49% are for it, well, then you have the impression in your mind, you're under the delusion that America is divided on the issue. No, they are not. This is the oldest trick in the book. Folks, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. So what do? They set you on a trail that has no end to it, and they got you out in left field where exactly where they wanted you to be. Because then and only then, friends, are they sitting back and not having a care in the world as to how they're going to answer your accusations, especially, again, when they have you asking the wrong questions. So, anyways, in saying that, just going back to some articles that were written on WorldNet Daily. By the way, if you'd like to check out our last article on WorldNet Daily, it's called The Lying Relentless Media, or The Relentless Lying Media, one of the two there, if you want to check it out, WorldNet Daily. And we're also on 36 other outlets across the nation that also pick up our commentary. So that's what we posted last week. It's great stuff. It's very relevant as to what's going on in our country today. And, I'm just kind of going back and forth here trying to get caught up with what's going on with everybody across the country, because what I want to do is dispel the lie. And the way to do that is preach the truth. And the truth of the matter is, as Mark Twain rightly said, well, he said, those that don't read the newspaper, he said, they're uninformed. He said, but those that do read the newspapers, he said, they're misinformed. And I got to say, true that. Here we are, friends. 21% approval rating with the state-run media, and we have these pollsters, these propagandists out there giving people polls that are just inaccurate and untrue in every sense of the word. Anyways, okay. Hey, folks. A while back, we had talked about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical and a Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals. And one of the quotes was, is power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And again, let's go back to the polling. What a better way to deceive the people than give them false polls? Because if they believe the poll, then you give power to your enemy through the lie. Now, let me say that again. Then you give power to the enemy through their lie only if you believe what they say. You know, and one of the questions I have for the American people is, who supports this this ministry? Well, it is a ministry in a sense. It's a government ministry. It's a magistrate. Who supports this administration? One has to ask themselves, who supports this administration? And I think it's a great question to ask yourself. Because for the most part, and folks, these are not fabricated polls. These are facts from me being all across the country and seeing how people are actually responding to what's going on in their country. I'm trying to figure out who's supporting this administration, because I just can't find them. Remember again what Saul Alinsky said? By the way, this is Master to Barack Hussein Obama. He said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Huh. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And so how would you operate? Through what channels would you operate if you wanted to control the people? How about fear, oppression, terror? Well, that'd be a great way to do it, because if I can get the people afraid enough as to what's going on out there, guess what? Me as the government who's perpetuating the lie against those people, well, then I can go ahead and promulgate any sort of lie that I want, because as long as I can get them afraid, I can control them. That's true. We've heard all that before, right? Speaking of which, did anybody see, and don't even ask me, friends, to try to pronounce these guys' names, but did you guys see who's running Homeland Security here? I mean, this is crazy stuff. Go to Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28 when you get some time. Again, as I've said so many times, if you don't want to believe God for his blessings, then you're going to know him for his judgments. But when you look at this, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Arif Alakhan, Homeland Security Advisor, Mohammed El Abayari, Rashad Hussein, a Special Envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC, Salam al-Marati, Obama Advisor and Founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council and its Affairs and its current Executive Director. Folks, we got a bunch of Muslims behind those in the Homeland Security. Just saying. Well, so you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll be right back after this break, talking about power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right. So, okay, here we roll. Here we go. We're going to roll. We're going to roll. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. I ask the question, while most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration, the real question is, who exactly supports this administration? So let's go down memory lane and recollect just who, so you have been told, gives him all of this support. So when we turn the dial back a little bit and we rewind ourselves a little bit in time, study the past, you know, like our forefathers had actually warned us to do. If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned last year due to the low viewership it received. And maybe this will help shed some light as to why he resigned, because if you remember rightly, Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete friendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. Lyon said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. Amber also said that she... made aware that Obama's administration pays for CNN's content. The New York Times actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, to their credit, might I add, that all information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. Friends, that is illegal. Here, let me say that again. The New York Times, to their credit, reported that all information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. Or what about MSNBC? By the way, if you've just seen recently, friends, MSNBC's ratings are completely, their viewership is cut in half. And by the way, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades itself with radical lesbians. One being such Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton. And Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. Folks, their ratings are just completely, and I say this with all due respect to the snake, their ratings don't get any lower than a snake's belly.
And folks, these are the ones, these are the outlets that are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the majority of the American people. Untrue. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. Who's advocating these atrocities? Who's advocating the violation of the Constitutional Republic, especially standing in the backdrop as the price paid, namely Arlington, for the freedoms in which we now have? Who stands behind this administration? For those that don't remember, in 2010, during the election, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated. Do you remember that? Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets. Hey, folks, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let me say it again. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let's go on here. Going back just a couple months. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact, friends, there were only 5,000 seats available? See, folks, these people rely on the ignorance of the American people that you're not going to pull the curtain back and check their stats. And their stats, my friends, have been contrived by they themselves. I was just on Stan Monteith's show just last week again. Great guy. I think we were in Denver. And we started talking about the media and the lies in the media. And while we were going through it, I said, you know, I've heard before. I've seen the actual quote. And the quote was, you know what? You take the pictures, I'll create the war. This is how they operate. You take the pictures and I'll create the war. You know, it's like they talk about riots in the streets of America. I've not yet seen them, by the way, friends. And again, I'm all over the country quite a bit. And which doesn't mean they don't exist. I'm not saying that, nor am I implying that. I'm simply stating, friends, that these people are known to take 15 people that are in a circle, take a picture of them, do a close-up shot, and then report it throughout the state-run media, throughout the country, that there's riots in certain parts of the country. Pretty weird, yeah. Well, that's again how it operates. That's how they operate. How they work. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air? You remember that? And I bet you probably don't. You probably didn't hear about that. No, of course the state-run media is not going to. They're not going to report that. Of course they're not going to report that. 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Man, I thought the black folks were all behind Barack Hussein Obama. Really? Who told you that? I got a lot of black preacher friends across the country, and they'll tell you just the exact opposite. They'll tell you that the black communities are wide awake to this administration and their behavior and their lawlessness. You can even go to the Hispanic communities and you'll find the same thing. But we're told through the state-run media, the MSNBCs and the CNNs and the ABCs and the CBSs of the world that, man, he's got all the support. And now we're being told that 51% of the people, my friend, support shutting down the war in Syria. I'm trying to figure out within myself and what I understand and from talking to people who's actually supporting another war. Wait a second. Is it the military complex that's supporting the war? Yes, that's who it is. So how do they get wars to move forward, to go forward in motion? They have to come up with a campaign, right? They have to campaign the people, and they have to convince them that we need to go attack these people that are killing these innocent children. Well, the question that you need to ask yourself is, who is attacking them innocent children, friends, and who's behind the attacking of these innocent children? Because you'll find oftentimes, friends, the very ones that are decrying the wars are the ones that are creating the wars. Nothing new under the sun, said the preacher. Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, nope, nothing new under the sun, friends. Folks, did you forget that during the re-election inauguration that there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? That's unprecedented. Folks, he couldn't even fill up the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. for his re-election inauguration. But I guess he's got all the support of the American people. And of course, friends, you have surely forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. I mean, communist dictator Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Well, I can tell you who is supporting Barack Hussein Obama. The 1%, 1.7% of the population, the gay population, the very ones who are being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law. They just haven't realized it yet. Go ahead and look at Homeland Security. Hey, folks, and don't tell me I didn't tell you this 2 and 3 years ago. We know Planned Parenthood supports him only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which is, in truth, population control. In effect, Obama supports only, and his support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. Exodus 18:21. So within the United States, Obama enjoys the support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists. But without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood have expressed their support for Obama as well. And just why are all the illegals in Mexico, we're told, in support of Barack Hussein Obama as well? No wonder this administration sees fit to lean forward to open the floodgates to the crime that's taking place in our country. So does this administration really have the support that you might think they have? Folks, absolutely not. One more time, Saul Alinsky said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. So don't be deceived, because both eyes are open, friends. Let's not play the fools. Yeah, Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009 in a deliberate act of disrespect? Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future. Offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-888-8888. 516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just going down memory lane here, and checking out some of the facts as to what's going on and taking it in stride, friends. Slowing my roll just a little bit. The fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. Here, let me say that again. The fact stands true that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating those that are being attacked and loving those that are doing the attacking. Folks, let me go back just about a month and a half ago, because I was absolutely humored by the blatancy of the propagandists who promulgate lies to the state-run media outlet USA Today this week. Their front page back then, friends, was same-sex marriage at record approval. This coincides with what we're talking about right now. Well, how did that happen? Well, the sub-headline was an odd distraction. It said, polls find more discord with court's decision on race. Did you see this, friends? How they're sowing discord one way or another, or confusing the American people in one way or in another way. Listen to what they said. The sub-headline was an odd distraction. Polls find more discord with court's decision on race. Remember they were playing the race card with Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin? Remember they were caught in the center of that one? But folks, what does race have to do with same-sex marriage? Oh, that's the right question, Bradley. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Folks, they continuously push the lies to establish oppression and a hope, and in hopes that the American people will fall victim to their lies. They attempt to produce hopelessness for those who stand on the side of America's God-given constitutional republic. Of course they do. They know that if they told the truth, it wouldn't stand. Folks, they know that if they told you the truth and the actual stats and polls, that nobody would be for homosexual marriage. They know that. And in the use of polls, whatever they may be trying to push at that time, like for race and the such. The race card, friends, does not belong to my generation. It's water under the bridge. We're beyond that. Folks, I can go into an airport. I can go into a restaurant. You turn the, you know, or you look up. I don't watch TV. The garbage. Shark-infested waters. You look up and you see all these sports heroes. Are they white or are they black for the most part? Thank you. So I'm told that we're under the sway of racism in America, yet everybody loved Michael Jordan back in the 80s, right? And all the sports stars today and all the rock stars today and all the, you know, rap stars today. I don't see a whole lot of white folks in the mix, friends. I see a lot of black folks. And I don't see anybody pulling the race card out on those that they're supporting. I'm trying to figure out where they're deriving this from. And I know where they're deriving it from. Let's get back to this USA Today article. So what we did is we took the time to go straight to the source concerning this propagandist. And the author of the USA Today article, Susan Page. And what we asked her is how many people actually took the poll. She said there was 1,003 adults polled by landline and cell phone. Where? Who? What's the demographic? How many people took the poll? We responded as a thinking citizen, how does polling 1,003 adults in the country become a staple of what the majority of America thinks? Just put out of mind, out of sight, friends, 312 million people. This was polled with 1,003 people. Well, Susan Page replied, well, that's a fair point, but we rely on polling and sample sizes of 1,000 or so to track the temperature of citizens. So then claimed that those who take the polls are randomly selected, then wait for the demographic size. I'll say that again. She then claimed that those who take the polls are randomly selected, then waited for the demographic size. The article does not specify who took the poll, the demographic chosen, or where these polls were taken, yet the title of this article is completely misleading the public by stating that the America that we know supports same-sex marriage by a majority or a record majority, which is completely deceptive and untrue. Forget about California. Forget about 7 million people, majority of them black voters that voted down homosexual marriage. Forget about that. Forget about Vaughn Walker, the radical homosexual federal judge. I kept stepping on the voice of the people. Forget all about that. So, folks, let's take this quickly to the chopping block. Firstly, knowing that America is a nation established under the umbrella of Christianity, which 32 states that have voted down to ban homosexual marriage, the results of this poll is highly suspicious, of course. And secondly, the good people of California voted not once but twice to ban homosexual marriage. Since USA Today brought up the oddity of race, it is also important to realize that the vast majority of California proper 8 voters were black voters that were ignored by the representatives, a.k.a. employees. And a radical judge, homosexual judge Vaughn Walker, conveniently attempted to block their decision, as I've already said. Thirdly, we are not ruled by polls. We are ruled by law, which have been proven to be contrived and fabricated time and time again as a tool to divide the American people through deceptive sway. We, as the citizens of America, are ruled by law, again, friends, not by their opinions. I don't care if 99% of the opinion stands contrary to the laws of our constitutional republic. We're still ruled by law, not by opinion. That's what secures us, friends. Matter of fact, here's a perfect example to prove my point. On May 1st, 2004 in Washington, 20,000 to 25,000 people protested gay marriage, which is illegal. There were 1,500 homosexual marriage supporters holding up signs stating, "Bigots, go home." The state-run media twisted the truth and told the public that the 1,500 homosexual supporters were the majority and made the 25,000 protesters out to be the minority, totally turning the event to be against the bigots instead of against homosexual marriage. But we don't want to talk about that. Come on, just let them have their way. It's a free country, right? Folks, there was also an overwhelming turnout at a rally in support of traditional God-ordained marriage during the Supreme Court hearings on DOMA and Prop 8 in March that, of course, the state-run media chose not to cover. Why don't we take a poll there? And why didn't we take a poll there? Because they don't want the facts. Facts are stubborn things. Don't you remember what William Cullen Bryant said, friends? He said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. It can only oppress the people for so long, friends, before it finally catches up. It can only oppress the people for so long before it finally catches up. Just ask MSNBC. How's that working out for them? It isn't. But it does give people something to talk about. I mean, I think that's probably good for, you know. Good for what? I don't know. It's not good for the Republic. It's not good for freedom. Folks, MLK was right when he said freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. So let's bring the... Well, let's bring it all way back to all the way back to the beginning of the conversation that we had. And what was that? We were talking about Syria and we were talking about false polling. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. 51% oppose Syria. Friends, who is for the war in Syria except the politicians? Because we know the people over there aren't for the war. We know the people over here aren't for the war. You know, it saddens me at times when I hear people say, oh, they have such a great care for other countries. And you know what, friends, so do I. You know what, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Love your neighbors yourself. Same here. I totally agree 100%. But don't you think it'd be a good idea to take care of our children first? Don't you think it'd be a good thing to stop abortion in our country and then we can begin to go out and protect other people as missionaries on assignment by God in the church in America? I think that would be a good idea. I see that in the church too, by the way. I see a lot of missionaries. They go out of town. They go out of the country. They want to go preach the gospel to other countries or other states, but they can't do it in their own backyard. That's always kind of blown me away a whole bunch. Don't understand it. If I can't do it here, how am I going to do it there? If I'm not proven here, how am I going to be proven to do it somewhere else? If I don't practice what I preach in my own life, how am I going to practice preaching to those that should live a certain way according to what I say through my preaching? I say this. We're written epistles for all men to read. Let them read our lives, friends. And the way that we want to take care of other countries and other children throughout other countries, I think it's awesome. But let's look out for our own first, friends. And that will be a great example to other countries when we take care of our own. Then they can look at us. I don't want to use the word pride, but we can have some dignity in what we do here, friends. We can be substantiated by our works when we take care of our own first. I suppose the people across the globe right now are trying to figure out why the American people are allotting more time for this administration to completely commit more atrocities all across the world. Like it's their job to police the world, right? In America, you can't complain about they because they are you, and they are only doing what you let them get away with. Folks, this is, it's time, I was going to say this is responsibility radio, but the bottom line is we need to take responsibility for what's going on in our backyards. Just saying, Youth Talk, this polling, fabricated garbage. Fabricated garbage, contrived garbage. Got one more segment coming up, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have, said Richard Salen, former president of CBS. Listen to that again. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Let me say that again. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times. The New York Times is deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. Barbara Wawa. Do you guys all remember her? I was just a little kid. Oh, Baba Waltos. Barbara Wawa said, the news media in general are liberals. You think? All right. We'll just kind of take it that way. Hey, we got Tony calling from Tennessee. You got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Cool.
I just want to let you know, I heard last week that these homosexuals are now victims.
Okay.
Because of the Bisphenol A that they ingest.
They what?
The Bisphenol A in the plastic, you know?
Okay, now let's know. What's your point here, Tony?
Well, I just want to let you know that they're victims now. Stan Montes said last week that they're victims. We have to leave them alone.
Okay, so what is your point here, Tony?
Well, I just want to let you know that that sweet old man thinks that the homosexuals are victims now.
Okay, we're kind of getting off base here. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate your phone call. Love you, bro. He sounded a little irate, like he didn't get his coffee this morning. all right, so we're talking about the state-run media, friends. If we could stay on course, 47% of those that report the news. Here, listen to this, friends. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and here's what they found out. 47% of those that promulgate the news believe that adultery, unfaithfulness in marriage is okay. By the way, friends, this is illegal in every state in our union. However, the law has not been enforced since World War II, since 1944. So, folks, how many families have been destroyed from adultery, do you suppose? Well, the next question might be, how many of you are from broken homes? 76% saw nothing wrong with homosexuality, Tony. Rightly called crimes against nature. Did you know, friends, that up until 1973, homosexuality was considered a mental illness? Did you also know that all the way up until 1961, in health classes in California, children watched videos, and if they were to encounter a homosexual, they were to turn him into the authorities. Yep, 90% of those that promulgate the news through the state-run media see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Had a girl in one school, friends, out of 342 high schools across the country. It was in Fargo, North Dakota. A girl came up to me and said, I have an issue with you on the abortion issue. She said, I have an issue with you on the abortion issue. I'm saying it like a black man. Issue. I said, really? I said, it's a good thing your mom didn't. That was the end of that conversation. One student, friends, out of 342 schools. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands reached. One student, friends, they're not for what you're being told that they're for. Not at all. How could a living human being advocate the murder of an innocent baby in the womb? That contradicts itself at every step. Let me go on here. Did you know that it's illegal? Yeah, that's a different story. We're not going to get onto that right now. But anyways, friends, we can go on and on and on and on, just pushing the agenda, pushing fear. Hey, folks, remember I was talking about fear earlier? Did you know that Congressman Jim McDermott rightly said you can get people to do anything with the use of fear? So you want to understand, well, that will define or explain the reason that the government loves to push fear on you and oppression on you. Listen to what he said again. Congressman Jim McDermott rightly said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. How many people want war? Well, don't know a lot of those guys, except people making money from the war. So, we go on and on and on and on with the state-run media. Folks, we have some friends that say the war's on for your mind. It really is true. And the Bible says we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God. We're to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Yes, we are. You know, King David said he would set no wicked thing before his eyes. And now what we have today is let's just go back to this again. You guys have all heard, I'm sure, the modern version of Psalm 23. If you haven't heard this, I think you're really going to enjoy it because it's really true. See, if we were doing what we should be doing rather than what we wanted to do, we wouldn't be where we're at today. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, well, friends, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Can I give you another stat here real quick? Because I think it's interesting information, and it's great information. Did you know that all the way up until 1968 in America, churches vetted movies before it would go to the public at large? Did you know that, you know, we see all these rated R films coming out on a 24/7 basis just to kind of blow this theory and their propaganda out of the water again. You know, we see all these rated R films constantly being thrown on the younger people. See, because if we can demoralize them, then we can control them. Say they who sit behind the scenes and push the game pieces forward to the American people's own demise. Did you know that the movie industry produces nearly 12 times more rated R films than G-rated films? Did you know that the average G-rated film produces 11 times greater profit than its R-rated film counterparts? For example, G-rated films rose from $74.2 million to $92.3 million on average. That tells you who's responding to G-rated films, friends. The family. PG-rated films valued from $9.9 million to $78.8 million. PG-rated... Actually, PG-13 rated films rose from $15.4 million to $45.6 million. R-rated films increased from $3 million to $17.9 million. So as a result of massive market hunger for family-friendly entertainment, the trend suggests that producers are making more decent entertainment. Since 1999, the production of R-rated films has dropped by 12%, while G-rated films' fare has increased by 38%. So on average, Hollywood produced 93 R-rated movies while producing only 10 G-rated and 23 PG-rated movies. So what's working out for Hollywood? The G-rated films are, of course. Because, again, the families are hungry, or they're hungering, and they're hungry for righteous films. Just ask, hey, let's go back to Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ. Do you guys know that that movie, when it first came out, made $116 million after the first 5 days in movie theaters? After 7 days, The Passion of the Christ, the movie made $211 million. After the movie went overseas, it made over $1 billion. Folks, The Passion of the Christ is the number one independent film ever made in history. Did you also know that when you go to those movie theaters, Hollywood had warning notices for families? Yeah. Matter of fact, it said that The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic, Latin with English subtitles. They wanted to make sure that parents understood what was in the film before deciding if it was appropriate for their children to actually watch it. Wow, friends, talking about backwards. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.